Hello.
Hello, Mathutu, Agnes Murdoch.
I speaking.
Hi, Agnes. It's James calling from MMA Legal in
Hiya.
regards to your Scottish Regis application. How are you today? You okay?
I all right.
Good to hear. Just before I continue the call, I just need to ask you questions for data protection purposes. Could
Oh.
you please confirm for me your date of birth, please, Agnes?
It's 30 March 1965.
Fantastic. And then your postal address, please.
G349JD, Tooting Tardy Road.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. The purpose of today's call, Agnes, as you may know, is just to take a detailed witness statement about your time in Kerr, what happened to you, how it was affected, and what evidence may exist. I'm going to guide you through a set series of questions, which will create a chronological story of your time living in Kerr. Some questions may feel difficult, so therefore, if you need to take a break at any moment, just vocalize it on the phone and we'll take a good 5 or 10 minutes break so you can gather yourself or maybe get yourself a drink or just go to the toilet because it will be a lengthy phone call. It's human nature when we're going to be speaking about your time within Kerr. If something happened in one Kerr setting but also happened in another Kerr setting, it's human nature to bring that up because it's relevant. Try to refrain yourself from doing that during the call. Everything will be answered to sorry, everything will be asked in relation to each Kerr setting twice. So if I ever tend to seem like I'm interrupting you, it's not for me being rude or anything like that. It's just to make sure that we get the correct detailed statement. Fantastic. As well, if you ever hear it being quiet on my side of the phone, it just means that I'm trying to catch up on the notes. So don't try to fill in the silence, essentially. I know it might
Right.
feel a bit awkward or anything like that, but once I catch up with the notes, but you still want to continue with the detailed answer that you're giving, obviously I'll let you know when I'm ready to continue and catch up with the
Right.
notes. Is that okay?
Okay.
Fantastic. Just to begin, are you comfortable and happy to continue with today's statement?
Yes.
Yes. Do you need anyone with you, a break, or any other adjustment?
No.
No. Do you understand the purpose of the statement and agree that it may be used for your Scottish Redress application and any supporting evidence?
Yes.
Fantastic. So now we're just going to go into your personal background. So, what life was like for you when you was a child before you was entered into the Kerr system. So could you kindly confirm to me, Agnes, where is it where you grew up?
I grew up in Maryhill, 24 foot feet.
Mary Hill. 24 what street, sorry?
Trossop Street.
Could you spell that
T
for me,
R
please?
O
T. Yeah.
S S A C H in
Trossop
Glasgow.
Street in Glasgow. And who was you living with at this address?
I was living with my grander and my granny, my mum and my five sisters.
With your five sisters, are you able to tell me the names of your five sisters?
Martha. Martha was the
Martha.
oldest. Martha, Patricia, Mary, then me, Joanne, and Sally.
And Sally. Fantastic. So, what was home life like before you went into Kerr?
It was good. It was all right. It was, I needed to say, because I'm 61 now, right? But in the days, it was just normal. Do you understand? It was just normal like everybody else.
Same as everybody else. Do you remember any family health? What was happening at the time, what may have been relevant?
My granddad died in 1970.
Yeah.
And then all I can remember after that. Sorry.
It's all right, no problem.
Just all I can remember. When I get took to the doctor's,
yeah.
My mum and my uncle carried my case. And the next thing I was in nursing, nobody told me why.
Just try and take your time when answering the questions. There's no rush or anything like that, Agnes, okay?
Okay.
Are you okay?
I.
Can you remember what your education was like before it was in care, Agnes?
Well, I was at Oakbank Primary School.
Yeah.
Up until get put into care. That was all I can remember.
That's all you can remember. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember if there was any social difficulties at this moment in time before you went into care?
No, that I can remember. I don't know if this is relevant or no, but I had a memory of being in foster care before that, and I don't know what was on my record.
Sorry,
before I get put into nursing, I've got a memory there that had been put into foster care.
You was put into foster care? And how long were you placed into foster care for?
I don't know, it's just there. It's just there and it was with another family outside Glasgow. That's all I can remember.
No problem. So the next question, Agnes, would be, how did you enter care? Who made the decision? And was you ever told the reason why?
I don't know who made the decision. I was never told, and I still don't know at this day. Nobody told me. I asked my mommy before she passed, and she wouldn't answer me. But I didn't know that I was took up to Woodside Health Centre, where my doctor was, with my mother and my Uncle Thomas, and he was carrying a case, and that was the last I seen them when I got took to nursing. So I don't know if a social worker was involved in taking me there.
Okay, just hold on one second. So I got that. I don't know who made the decision. I don't know until this day. I asked my mum before she passed, but she didn't answer. Did you say about you, your mother and your uncle Tommy? You went to the health bank centre, did you say?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Woodside Health Centre, but that's where they took me that day. To my doctor.
Was there a reason why you went to Woodside Health Centre?
I don't know. That's the last thing I remember. They've taken me walking up because the health centre was just up a hill from where we stayed. Walking up the hill to the health centre, and that was the last thing I seen. And that day I was in nursing. Nobody told me why.
Okay, no worries. Let me just catch up on the notes real quick. I'm just going to relay this back to you. Just so, obviously, what I've got down is correct. I don't know who made the decision, and I don't know until this day. I asked my mum before she passed, but she didn't answer. I, my mum, and my uncle Tommy went to the Wood Health Centre. I don't know why I was going. One day I woke up and we walked up the hill to the centre, and that was the last time I saw them. My mum told me why. Okay. So now it's the next question, Agnes. It's obviously going to be a bit silly because obviously you've already said about your siblings, but did you have any siblings and were you separated from any of them? Yes.
I'm definitely
How
keeping my
old?
whole family. How old was I?
Yeah, so the next question would be, how old were you when you first entered care?
Well, the memory I've got that I was 8 year old, 1973. I don't know if it was younger, if it was years before or whatever, but 73 there when I was 8 year old.
Yes. Memory I have tells me I was 8 years old in 1973 when I entered care. And then the follow-up question to that, is if you're able to describe how it made you feel at the time.
Terrified. Terrified. For the 4.5 years I was there, I was terrified. I wet myself for 4.5 years and now. Maybe you could tell me why. I always ask them, and they would never tell me. They couldn't tell me, or they wouldn't tell me. And that's why I always get into trouble in the place, because I was constantly asking.
Just take your time, Agnes, there's no rush. So just the memory that Maya tells me I was 8 years old in 1973 when I entered care. I was terrified for 4.5 years. I was completely terrified. I wet myself for 4.5 years whilst I was there. No one could tell me why I was there. They wouldn't tell me. This is why I got into trouble whilst I was there. One moment.
Yeah.
Do you have a drink next to you by any chance at this moment in time, Agnes?
Yep.
Good. No problem. Like I said, it's no rush this, just take your time. Try and think of each question carefully. And when you're ready to reply, then answer the question. I'm not going to rush you in any way, shape, or form when we're going through this, okay? So the next question is going to be, is there anything important about your childhood health, learning needs, vulnerability, or a named history that should be recorded?
Well, I've got a severely burnt hand, and it was told
you had a severely burnt hand.
Being electrocuted, getting an electric shock. I've got a severely burnt hand, and I was told this happened when I was 2 years old, and it was supposed to be I got an electric shock, but everything's been through in my head. All these memories are all coming back.
Yeah.
This didn't look like an electric shock. The damage it was done, it was deep seated into my bones. It looks like a burn, a severe burned hand.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was an electric shock or if it was somebody has burnt me severely.
Yeah.
And I've suffered with partial deafness scare with a young, really young as well. It runs in the family.
One second, Agnes. One second. So I just made a note of the partial deafness and that it run the family. Do you recall having any other previous names or anything like that, Agnes?
Yeah. I was known as Agnes Watson when I was 16, and then I found out my real name was Agnes Murdoch.
So I'm just going to go through with you now the chronology of care which we have found from your child care record which we've attained. I would include the foster care
uh-huh.
which you've confirmed to me today. But you said that you don't remember anything from the foster care, just the fact that you was
uh-huh.
placed for a brief period outside, for a brief period with a family outside of Glasgow.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So what I have is that I nursed in residential school.
Uh huh.
And this was in East Kilbride, Glasgow. The approximate date of this
uh-huh.
Is that he was admitted here on the 24th of October 1973, and you was here until August 1977, and you was 8 years old, 7 months old. And then, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
Is there something what you'd like to say?
Yeah. Uh huh. No.
And then after
73 was here, and I wasn't sure if it was. Yeah.
Take your time, Agnes. It's okay.
Okay, I'm okay.
So we got nursing
okay
residential
now.
School.
I'm okay.
Just take a few deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. If you'd like, we can just take a brief little pause for like a couple of minutes.
Uh-huh.
I don't necessarily mean that I'll end the call
It's fine.
That's fine. So we got the 24th of October,
uh-huh.
1973, and then you was there until August 1977. And then following your time at Nurseston Residential School, you then was admitted to Dr. Bernardo's Thornton School in Kilmarnock, and this was on the 9th of August 1977, and you was there until early October 1978, and you would have been 12 years old at that point, and then that was the only care setting until you was released back to your family following that. So the next part of the witness statement, Agnes, will be probably one of the most distressing
uh-huh.
parts. So I've got to ask you a series of 12 questions. And these series of 12 questions are in relation to your time at Nurseston Residential School.
Right.
And then it will be, again, the same sort of questions for your time at Bernardo's at Thornton School.
Uh-huh.
So we'll start with your first care setting. Could you please confirm for me the name of the institution you was placed at?
Nursing Residential.
And can you remember the location?
Yeah, it was just off the Glasgow Road at East Kilbride.
Okay. Can you remember how old you were and who placed you there?
Well, my memory is 8 years old.
Yeah.
Because I had been to normal school before that.
Yeah. Do you remember who placed there? And just so you are, if you don't know the answer to any of the questions that I asked, it's perfectly okay to say no or that you don't remember, okay? So, what type of setting was I know this obviously sounds silly, but what type of setting was nursed in residential school?
Dormitories. A girl dormitory and a boy dormitory. Down up the stair. Down in the bottom. As you went in the front was the headmaster's office and that.
Hold on one second.
In between, it was all the classrooms, I think. It was only two or three classrooms in it.
So when you walked in, the headmaster's was on the first floor, the headmaster's office.
It was like a big old Victorian house at the front.
It was an old Victorian house. Can you remember how many floors there were?
To the ground floor and up above.
And where did you say your dormitory was? Was this on the ground floor and the
up the stair, up above? The boys and the girls were on the same level. The ground floor was where the headmaster and the deputy head and where the classrooms and that were.
Downstairs had headmaster's office and the classrooms were all downstairs. And how long was you there for at Nurston Residential School?
Yep. Yes.
How long was you there for? Do you remember?
The memory that I've got, about 4 and a half years, because I wanted to find what I took into Thornton when I was 12 and a half, and I never left till I was 14 and a half.
Yeah. Obviously, what this account obviously is for something what happened so long ago, so obviously your memory will be something what be fighting against you in a way, and with things what may have what you have experienced while she was there, it would be human nature to try and block out what's happened, so most of your memories will be a bit hazy. If that is the case, don't get yourself too worked up.
I have tried to do that.
Yeah. So we're just going to move on to the next question. So this is just going to be a brief description of what your ordinary day life like when you was at Nurston Residential School. But first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to split it up into a few parts. So first, I'd like you to just describe to me what the accommodation was like. So how many girls were there in your dormitory with you?
Well, the way I looked at it, because it was on separate beds, it was just like a big room. I'd say there was about 10, 12 girls in this. And that was obviously I.
And as it was a big room. Do you recall if there was any windows to allow in natural light?
Yeah, at the back, at the, see where you came in the door, at the
Yeah.
dormitory, the windows were right facing you. They looked onto the back, the dormitory looked onto the back of the house, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So in relation to the actual room itself being the dormitory room that you shared with the 10 to 12 girls, was it clean and hygienic?
It was just not, it was just normal. The beginning thought I'm like it was clean. Actually, I can't remember. My beds were
Yeah, I
clean.
suppose at the time. Can you recall if she was ever provided any clothing when she was there, like maybe like a school uniform or just everyday to day leisure in clothes?
No, I can't remember.
That's fine. The next would be what your daily routine was like. But very briefly, would you describe what a normal day-to-day in Western residential school should have been like?
We could woke up in the morning, had our breakfast all to get obviously cleaned up and weather and all that, and then it was time to go down to work, get our lessons.
So yeah, breakfast and then you would clean up so there'd be no staff doing that.
No, in the dormitory we made but in beds and all that.
Oh, you was made to just clean up your own rooms. Okay, that's fine. And then this was before you started the school there. So following cleaning and going doing the school day, so what would your school day consist of?
Sitting in the class and we'd be sort of, I know it's stupid, but I can remember the schoolwork again. It was just like me and George, but the director had the sums and all that mapped into them that you filled in, that you'd done in primary school. I'm going back here, the year ago. That's the sort of thing that you just, you didn't need to write the sums in, they were there for you, you just had to do the answers in them, but they weren't the thick books, they were only wee thin books.
There was thin books, not thick books, so there wasn't much of a learning module, you'd say.
No. They were, to me, they were like for younger people, if you know what I'm talking about, younger than what I was then.
Yeah, so far I've just got there were separate beds, but there were 10 to 12 girls in the dormitory as it was a big room. There were windows to allow natural light. The cleanliness of the room was fine. The beds were clean. I can't remember if we were provided clothes by the institution. We would wake up in the morning, would have breakfast, and then we would have to clean up our dorms before we started the school day. I remember filling in work books for maths, etc. Things you would do in school. they wasn't big books, they were only small, so to me I thought that they were for the lower years. Is that correct so far?
Yes.
Fantastic. Just one moment where I just sort out the punctuation and grammar. So following the school day, during school, and obviously you say you have breakfast, was you provided three meals a day?
Yes.
And did you ever have a choice of what the meals were, or was it just a set meal what was just given to you with no choice?
I can't remember. I just know that we didn't go without food. I just can't remember if we were allowed to pick or whatever.
Yeah. Just remember you didn't go without. That's perfectly fine. So the next part in this might be a little bit distressing, but was you ever able to contact your family freely, or was you ever denied to contact your family while she was at nursing and residential school?
I never ever contacted them because I wasn't told if I could. Do you understand? I was allowed to go home on a Friday to a Sunday, travel myself from Skobrides.
You travel yourselves?
Which I had to cross a big main, busy road, Glasgow Road. There was no traffic lights on this road, so you were taking your life into your own hand, because the people in that school never took the children over to the bus stop across that main road.
Okay, hold on.
And then we had to wait till the bus came to take us into Glasgow, and then get another bus to Glasgow, Buchanan Street, the old Buchanan Street.
Okay, just hold on one
get
second.
Get my bus to the old Buchanan Street up to where my mother had stayed.
No problem. Hold on, let me just catch up on the notes. And just read back to you what I've just managed to jot down now from what you've said. So I just put, I never ever contacted my family, as I was never told I was able to. I was able to go home on the weekends. I would travel myself to Kilbride. I would have to cross a main busy road, Glasgow Road. There was no traffic lights on this road. The staff from the school didn't supervise me on the way to the bus stop. Every time I would go home, it felt like I was taking my life in my own hands. I would get a bus to Glasgow City, then catch a second bus home to my mother, all of which I was unattended. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
No problem. So the next question is, Agnes, how did the other children genuinely treat you when you were there?
Terrible. Some of them were all right. Some were really bullies. They picked on the smallest people, the vulnerable ones. And it'd been allowed. Nothing was done about it when you questioned it. Nobody listened to you.
Okay, no problem. Just hold on right there. Let's get this down.
See that again?
Just hold on one moment while I'm just catching up on the notes.
Sorry.
Don't apologise, Agnes. It's okay. So I just put, the other children treated me terrible. Some were alright, some were horrible. They would bully and pick on the smaller children and vulnerable children. And then I've just stated that, that you tried to get help from the members of staff,
yep,
but they wouldn't do anything about it. So this is now in relation to,
yes,
how the staff treated you. Can you remember how he was treated generally by the staff? Like I said previously, take your time in answering.
There was only one member of staff, which was the house mother. No, but I remember it this day. She was good to the children. Never had any bother after or nothing. She would listen to you. But the other ones didn't care. They were only there to get a wage. They weren't there to look after children. This woman, our house mother, she cared about the children she was looking after.
Do you remember the name of the house and a man looking after the boys? Yeah. Do you remember who?
Yeah. Miss Watt,
the house mother was.
Isabel Watt, it's been me for all these years, and me.
Miss Watt, was this the one who was kind to you all, and the one who you believed cared the children?
Yes.
Yeah.
You could tell with the way she spoke to you, she didn't speak down to you.
You said there was another house mother, or did this other woman who you said was only there to, where you felt she was only there to get away?
No, a house father for the boys.
Oh, so that was the one who you believe was just there for the wage.
What they done? But see, with the house parents, the house mothers, they would work a couple of days. And then be off and another house mother would come in, like I wrote her. It wouldn't be the same house mother all the time. It's like when you go to a job, you've got a rota, you work for a daily one, you work for like 49 or whatever, but they worked so many days, then they got so many days off.
Yeah.
They didn't work like a full week.
Yeah, they're like this rotation. So, can you remember?
Aye, that's I'm trying to get that. I could miss.
Say that again, Agnes, sorry.
I never see it anything.
Oh. The other question was going to be, do you remember if there were any rules, punishments, isolation or unsafe arrangements that was enforced by the staff?
If I ever questioned anything, I was put to a gym hall at the back of the building.
Hold on, if you ever questioned
the staff. You did agitate to. When they wouldn't answer them, if I asked them anything.
Where did you say the gym hall, sorry? Do you say it was at the back of the building?
The gym hall was at the back of the building. The back of the classrooms were right at the back. And I had a door he went in after all the classes were. And I had a back door that looked onto the field.
So I've just got that if we're bashing the staff, we went into the gym hall, which was at the back of the building. What would happen when you was at the gym hall?
They would, because I would get myself all worked up, they would have me down on the floor.
Hold on a second, Agnes.
It's supposed to be feeling good, no? If the dancer if they spoke to me kindly, then I wouldn't have reacted the way I did.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting. That's why I ran away so often and had to be brought back with the police.
Don't have to apologise for anything. We're on the phone, Agnes, okay? So I was just want to get this clear. I was just putting, as I was frustrated from getting answers of why I was there, I would be punished and sent to the gym hall. Did you say they'd make you lie on the floor?
Yes, they told me that.
Do you remember how long did they make you lie on the floor for?
They're quite into it, they thought that was calm enough.
Until they'd so basically. So if you said, just put that in saying, I was so frustrated from not getting answers of why I was there, I would be punished and sent to the gym hall. They would make me lay on the floor until they said I was calm enough to get up. And then I've just got from what you mentioned previous, saying that's why I ran away so often and had to be brought back by the police. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're going to go into probably the most distressing part of the witness statement now. Just before I ask this question...
I know, we've come...
I'm going to describe to you what Scottish redress themselves qualify as conditional behaviours for neglect, and that is inadequate and withholding of food, clothing, warmth, hygiene, any supervision and safety, medical care, education, emotional support, unsafe confinement, or failure to protect from bullying, violence, sexual harm, other children, or unsafe adults. With that being said, Agnes, is there anything what happened to you, what you'd now consider neglect from your time at Nurseston Residential School?
Everything. That wasn't about, it wasn't about the sister children.
What was that, sorry, about the children?
Everything. Yep.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to.
The school wasn't built. That school should never have been built.
So now
that school was
just,
built as an experiment.
Just added that in there now. So I'm just going to explain to you what the Scottish Regis panel would consider qualifying.
Sorry, when they built that school.
Okay.
Okay.
Take your time. Is there a comment what you wanted to make then about when they built the school?
It was built as an experiment for children of the age of 2 year old to 18 years old to see how they reacted.
Do you say to 18 or 16 years old?
see people, children nowadays, be two years old to 18 years old. It was built as an experiment in the 1940s. And it was built for mainly children that couldn't cope with daily life, couldn't cope with school hangman, and people that were showing behavioural problems, which now is classed as ADHD and autism. In this day and age, that's what that school was built for. Just to get the, it was mainly to get reactions to how children would react when they were questioning things.
Yep, one second. So they see how you would react to things. When you say things, are you able to recall anything specific?
See that again.
So you said that, so what I've got so far is that everything about the school should never have been built. It was built as an experiment in the 1940s for children from the ages of 2 years old to 18 years old to see how they react. Mainly kids who don't cope with school or daily life, behavioural problems like ADHD, autism. They place us in there to see how we would react to things. So I was just wondering if you'd be able to give like a brief example of what those things are, what would want to see how you'd react to.
Yep.
Is there anything you couldn't remember in relation to what they would do, what they would like to see how you react to, or is it something what your memory just can't recall?
No.
You can't recall?
I just can't remember.
Okay, that's fine.
No.
So next, Agnes, we're going to move to the next factor of abuse and what the qualifying behaviours of that is. So this is going to be emotional abuse. So this is any threat, humiliation, blame, name-calling, isolation, different treatment from other children, denial of family contact, being made to feel powerless or unwanted, or being forced to witness abuse or abuse of others. Looking back at your time at nursing school, would you consider that there's anything that you experienced or was victim of any emotional abuse?
To me, that was emotional abuse, even being there and suffering all that bullying.
And the staff not doing anything. Would the staff do anything to prevent the bullying?
No.
So now, the next category of abuse would be physical abuse. And the Scottish Redress panel describes this as any form of hitting, slapping, punching, any kicking, shaking, throwing, restraining of a child, locking in into a small space, exposure to cold or hot water, denial of food or toilet access, use of objects, recorded injuries and pain. So looking back at your time when you was at nursing school, was there anything that you experienced what you consider physical abuse?
Restraining me. It's physical abuse. Restraining me on the floor.
And then finally, the final category of abuse would be sexual abuse. And this is identified as any unwanted sexual touching or exposure, any sexual comments or images, being made to watch, pressure or force to take part, attempt or actual penetration, any attempt or actual oral activity, any attempted masturbation or actual masturbation, photography or filming, grooming, gifts, threats of secrecy, number of people involved, and then the approximate frequency and duration. Looking back at your time at Nurseston Residential School, is there anything what happened to you, what you consider as sexual abuse?
I can't even remember. That's the one thing. I can't remember.
That's fine. So, as you stated that you was a victim of neglect, emotional abuse and physical abuse, the following questions I'm going to have to ask them in relation to each of those forms of abuse. So in relation to the neglect that you suffered, Agnes, are you able to remember who was involved or responsible for the neglect?
No.
You can't remember?
I can't remember, sorry.
Don't apologise, it's fine. So I just put that you can't remember any specific names or those responsible. Like I said previous, this is something what happened so long ago, so it's going to be natural that you're not going to remember most of them, not only just because of how far back it was, but also from the experience that you had there. It's human nature in order to try and deal with it and move forward to just try and bury it as deep as possible. So don't try and get yourself too worked up, and also don't apologise to me for not being able to remember, okay? So in relation to the emotional abuse, are you able to remember who was involved or responsible?
I can't remember, sorry.
It's okay.
This has followed me all my life. It's never left me.
I've just made note of that now, so it's not left out. And again, the final question for who was involved or responsible. Do you remember any names or members of staff who was involved or responsible for the physical abuse you experienced?
No. Sorry, I can't remember.
It's perfectly okay. Don't worry about it. So again, this is the a very distressing part of the witness statement now, Agnes. So in relation to neglect, emotional and physical abuse that you suffered, I'm going to ask a question in relation to each one of those factors of abuse. So first we'll start with the neglect that you suffered whilst you was at nursing school. Are you able to provide me with one clear example of neglect? What happened, where and when it occurred, and what happened before, during, and then after the neglect? Take your time, Magnus. There's no rush.
Sorry.
It's okay, don't apologize.
I thought I said neglect when I was getting bullied. They weren't listening. It's as if they didn't care. They didn't care. They made me walk along a busy road at 8 years old. That's neglect.
I'm just going to read back to you what I've got, just so I haven't missed anything, and just to make sure that you're happy with what I've wrote down. So neglect, I put, I would class this when I was getting bullied. The staff didn't try to help or stop the children from bullying me. They didn't care. They didn't accompany me on my long journeys home when I would have to catch two buses going home. I would class this as neglect also.
Yeah.
Okay. So next would be in relation to the physical abuse. Are you able to provide one clear example from when you was a victim of physical abuse?
Getting bullied, them holding me down when I was getting agitated and all that. They could have at least tried to calmly speak to me. They didn't care.
So I just put getting bullied, the staff restraining me when I was agitated, they'd be just trying to calm me down, but they didn't care. So when the staff restrained you, Agnes, I'm sorry if it seems of a prying question.
Yeah.
Can you remember how many staff members it would take for them to restrain you?
There was always two.
And when they were a stranger, how would they go about doing this to calm me down? Was you ever like restrained on the floor or like restrained to the bed or anything like
that? One of them, he said to me and held me on the floor. They told me on the floor. One of them said to me, held my arm.
One of each side of you.
Oh.
For now, it's just moving on in relation to the emotional abuse, Agnes. Looking back, is there one clear example from when you experienced emotional abuse? Where and when did it occur? What happened before, during, and afterwards?
With the classes and emotional abuse. I can remember the headmaster, Mr. Wilson, when I tried to question him about something, he get right in my face and be shouting at me. This was a big, big, tall man. And I can still remember him.
You say he was a big, tall man?
Yeah. Big tall, thin man.
Sorry.
And I'm positive he was Irish.
Did you able to recall what his name was?
Mr. Wilson. It's always been there. I can remember him clearly.
So when you stated that he would get in your face and he would shout at you when you questioned the reasons as to why you were there, did he ever use any like foul language or anything like that when he was
when I questioned
was
then, and I was told did he enter the bath?
Sorry, what was
no,
that you were told
he
what?
He just got right in my face and started shouting at me.
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Sorry, I didn't say anything. I was just catching up on the notes. I do apologise, Agnes. So what I've got so far for the emotional is I remember the headmaster would get in my face and shout at me when I would question why I was there. And then I've also got he was a big, tall man. I'm positive that he was Irish. His name was Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
Is that, what would happen following it? You being shouted at?
Yes.
And being in your face. What happened following this?
I'd be told to go back to my dormitory, or if it was your lady, I would be told to go to their classroom. Back to my class.
And how would this make you feel?
It'd make me angrier. Because I just don't understand why they were like that. Why they treated me like that. If they'd answered my questions that I'd asked, then everything would have been fine. But it was me, they weren't willing to answer me.
Yeah, so just to make sure I got this right, I remember the headmaster would get into my face and shout at me when I would question why I was there. He was a big, tall man. I'm positive that he was Irish. His name was Mr. Wilson. I would be told to go back to my dorm or to go to the classroom. It would make me angrier, as I still to this day, I don't understand why they were like that, why they treated me like that. If they answered my questions, everything would have been fine, but they didn't answer me ever. Is that correct, Agnes? Or is there anything else that I've missed?
Yes.
That's correct. Or is that something I've missed?
Just the one thing.
Yeah, what's the thing?
When I was here, I had a best friend the same age as me.
Yeah.
My best friend was killed when we were at that school. We were having to travel ourselves, right? He got off the bus in Erston in Glasgow, and we killed with the bus that he got off. And we never ever got any emotional help or nothing of them. We found out on the Monday when we come back that he had died. I still think of that boy, remember his name and everything, and we didn't even offer us help. They let us deal with it ourselves.
One moment, Ad, let me just click on the notes. Did you say you was told or you was made to deal with it by yourself?
When we come back over the weekend, on a Friday, we all didn't get sent out at the same time to go and get the bus home. We were staggered. It was a staggered thing, a couple.
Yeah.
And on the Friday, John wasn't with me, he got off the bus just before they came in at Buchanan Street bus station, and he got killed with the same bus that he had been on, they had just got off. And when I come back to the home, we were told that John had died, he'd been run over by the bus. We never got any emotional help or nothing, or counselling or anything. We were left to deal with it ourselves.
I'm so sorry that you had to go through that, Agnes. You said that the boy's name was John. Do you remember his last name?
John Taylor, he was my best friend. He was the only friend I had.
What was his last name, sorry?
Trainer. Trainer.
Thank you for spelling for me. I do apologise if it's bringing up distressing memories. So now we're just going to go on to the next question, Agnes. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got 5 questions left in relation to your time at nursing school. So once we finish these questions, what we're going to do is I'll let us have a quick break after this, and we'll have a good 10-15 minutes just to allow yourself to have some time to get a drink, go to the toilet, and also just to try and gather yourself for a few moments of time. But just before we'll do that, we'll finish these following questions. Again, it's in relation to each one of the categories of abuse that you suffered while she was there. So it will be 3 answers for each question. I do apologise for the tediousness of being asked the same question, but we'll just get into now. In relation to the neglect that you faced, how often did this happen?
Then, obviously, I was a wee girl, I was young, to me it was all the time, it felt all the time, constant.
That's fun. And would you say neglect ever changed over a period of time, or did it ever become worse?
It was just always there. It was always there. It didn't care.
That's fine. And in relation to the physical abuse, Agnes, again, how often did this happen? And did it ever change or become worse?
I never tried. It was just the same repetitive. If I asked anything, it was always, I still to this day, if I ask people and they get agitated.
You get agitated,
When
you
I
said.
try to ask things, why,
So
or
still to this
whatever.
day, you get agitated
I
when you ask
get,
yourself
and
why.
I got duty.
Sorry, Agnes. So I've just got to the moment.
And they wouldn't
I've
answer
got the
me, they
moment.
wouldn't tell me anything.
So it never changed. It was the same repetitive things. Still to this day, I agitated when I look back as to why I was never answered, as to why they would never tell me anything. Let me just fix the grammar.
Yes.
Yes, it changed. It was the same repetitive thing. Still to this day, I get agitated when I look back as to why I was never answered. Also, as to why would they never tell me anything? Is there anything there that I've missed or you'd like me to add?
No.
No. No problem. And then this is now in relation to the emotional abuse that you suffered whilst you were there, Agnes. How often did this happen, and did it ever change or become worse?
It never became worse. I can't explain it.
That's fine. Just take your time.
It didn't become worse. It was every time I know I'm repeating myself, every time I'm asking
It's okay.
them why. I was a wee lad that didn't understand it. It couldn't understand. And nobody would answer me. They knew. Obviously, they knew. They would need to know if I was put there. But they wouldn't answer. They wouldn't tell me. They wouldn't give me an explanation why.
But it never became worse. I can't explain it. Every time I would ask them why, as a wee laugh, I didn't understand. I couldn't understand, and no one could answer me. They knew why I was there. Obviously, they knew why. Obviously, they knew as I was there, but they wouldn't tell me the reasons why I was there. Is that correct, or is there anything else that you'd like me to add? Fantastic. So now,
No, I still don't know to this day. I'm 61 years of age and I still don't know to this day.
yeah. So now we're just going to move on to the
I've
next
had
question.
a history of suicide attempts.
And would you say this is because of what you experienced?
Yes. I've been on antidepressants on and off most of my life.
So I just added that on what you said. I've had 3 suicide attempts just because by what had happened, by what had happened to me.
I couldn't deal. I couldn't deal with
I've been
it.
on and off
I did
antidepressants all
take
my
myself away.
life. I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't deal with it. So moving on to the next question now, Agnes. Again, it's in relation to all three forms of abuse that you suffered whilst you were there. So now I'm just going to go first for the neglect you suffered. Looking back, are you able to recall the immediate effects you experienced from the neglect? If you're unsure how to answer this question.
I was always afraid.
You felt like what, sorry?
See that. Could you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, of course. So I've just put that you stated
that
you was always...
Repeat that to me again.
The question? Sorry, Agnes, what is it what you'd like me to repeat back to you? What I've wrote or the question
that
The question, yeah. So the question is, what immediate effects did you experience from neglect?
Oh, the question you asked me there.
You stated that I was afraid, and then you said that you felt like
I was always afraid. I was terrified. I was absolutely honest. I was terrified. I couldn't cope with it. That's why, over the years.
Take your time, Agnes. There's no rush in answering questions. I've got that's why over the years.
Over the years, all these things that happened to me. There was a lot of things happened to me after. After I came out the home.
Yeah. In relation to what happened when you came out of the home, we will end up going through
when
that
I,
later
when
on
I
in
came
the
out.
Statement. Yeah, we'll speak about what happened when you came out of the home at a later
mm-hmm.
part in the witness statement. For now, it's just trying to recall what effects from the neglect you experienced. So this is like any form of like fear, any shame, any like sleeping problems, like running away, any bedwetting or anything like that.
Yeah.
Is this anything that you experienced?
I was scared.
Yeah.
I had all that. I went to bed. I went myself. And I was like that. Right up to, I was 14 and a half. So being in this place, in the other place, whatever, because I was never like that. I never wet myself. I never wet my bed when I was in my home. So I don't know if it would be safe here, but I constantly wet myself. Because I was scared. I was terrified.
I'm just going to repeat back to you now what I've got, just to confirm that you're happy with what I've wrote and that it's correct and that there's nothing that I've missed. So I've just got now that that for the neglect that you was always terrified. I was always terrified. I was honestly terrified. I couldn't cope with it. I wet the bed. I wet myself. I was like this up until I was 14 and a half. I was never like this when I was at home. Only when I went into Kerr, I would wet myself. This was as I was always terrified during my time in Kerr. Is this correct, or is there anything there what you'd like to add or have missed?
Yeah, no, it's correct.
Correct. Fantastic. So now we're going to go on to, it's the same question, but in relation to the physical abuse. Are you able to remember the immediate effects you experienced when you suffered the physical abuse?
Just him holding me down and not letting me go. It terrified me. I thought they were going to be worse. When he took me down to the gym, I thought they were going to beat me up.
They told you that they were going to beat you up when you was on your way to the gym hall? Or did you...
No, I thought they were going to beat me up. Yeah. They were taking me down there. Yeah. All the time.
So I just got... just them holding me down and not letting me go, it terrified me. When they took me to the gym hall, I always thought they was going to beat me up all the time this way. Is there anything else there what you'd like to add or anything that I've missed? Again,
yes.
Like the neglect.
Correct. No. It was just in my head. When they were taking me down, they're going to beat me up.
Yeah. So next is this question again, Agnes, but it's in relation to the emotional abuse. Can you remember the immediate effects you experienced from the emotional abuse that you suffered? So again, these effects being anything like pain or injury, any fear, any shame, any sleeping problems, bedwetting again, any running away, behaviour changes.
The fear was real.
Yeah. Take your time, Agnes, there's no rush.
The fear in my body was real. And to this day, I think I've never forgot it. I've never forgot.
You never forgot feeling.
The feeling was always there. Always.
Yeah, so I just put the fear was real.
The shame of wetting myself and people knowing. Yeah, the fear was real. It was deep and ingrained in. The fear was there. And it would never leave me.
I'm just going to repeat it all again, what I've wrote down, and let me know if it's correct or if there is anything that you'd like me to change or add. So I've got the fear was real. It was real. To this day, I never forgot the feeling. The feeling is always there, always. The shame with bedwetting and wetting myself, with people knowing about the bedwetting. And then I've got the fear and the shame was deep. It is ingrained in me. All the fear and the shame was real. So now I'm just going to move on to the final three questions. But we can answer, these questions can be answered as a collective. They won't be answered as for each individual one. So in relation to all the abuse that you suffered, Agnes, did anyone ever witness it, know about it, or experience something similar?
I don't know if any of them experienced the same thing I did. I can remember a couple of their names, but I don't know if they experience it or no.
And you can remember the names who witnessed your abuse?
And there was somebody in there that was there would probably witnessed me being took down to that gym.
Yeah, can you remember any
there
of the names?
They would walk right past classrooms and all that to get to that gym.
The classroom.
It was the last girl, Jackie, and I'm sure her second name was Cadbury.
Jackie Cadbury.
It was a lassie called Brenda, I don't know her second name. And obviously me, Cadbury.
Yeah, Cadbury for Jackie, yeah? Are they the only two names you can remember who witnessed your abuse? That's fine.
And the other one was, I don't know, obviously, where I was getting took down to gym, where classmates would be passing the classrooms and that, so any of them could have seen that.
So I've got, just so for any avoidance of doubt, I don't know if anyone experienced the same things I did. I can remember a couple of their names who witnessed my abuse, as I had to walk past the classrooms to get to the gym hall. And then I know that a lassie called Jackie Cadbury, a lassie called Brenda witnessed my abuse, but anyone in those classrooms would have witnessed me walk to the gym hall. Is there anything what you'd like me to add or anything you'd like me to change? Yeah?
No,
you wouldn't allow to change anything, no problem. So, next question, Agnes, would be, did you tell anyone or try to get any help? No. This is going to, this may come across as a silly question or maybe a bit of an obvious answer, but why did you not try to get any help at the time? Try to answer the question honestly.
I didn't think anybody would believe if I told them. Tell me that I was lying.
If it makes you feel any better, Agnes, we obviously at MMA Legal and then also the Scottish Redress Scheme, we do believe what you're saying is the statements of truth, knowing what's gone on within these care settings. It's not something we would ever question your account. Everything what you say to us, we are taking as fact, and we are trying to make a detailed account to try and express what your care was like when you was in the care system. But what I got so far is no, I didn't think anyone would believe me if I told them. Either they would tell me that I was lying. Is there anything else you'd like me to add to that or anything you'd like me to change?
No.
No problem. So the final question in relation to Nurlston Residential School, Agnes, is what was different at this placement compared with the others?
Well, Nurlston was the first place I was in, and I experienced hell in there when I went to Thornton. I mean, there was some bullying with the older people to the younger ones, But the time I went to
Did you?
Scotland, I was able to hold my own.
So it was.
I
So when
never
you
had
said.
as much stipple there. Yeah.
So just so this is correct, I should put nurse to the first place I was in, and I experienced hell in there. When I went to Arlington, I didn't have much difficulty there compared to Nurseston. Is that correct? Is there anything what you'd like me to change or add?
Yes.
Yeah? I'm ready when you are.
No.
No, there's nothing you'd like to add.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, so I'll repeat what I've wrote down for
No.
what you believe is different, which was Nurseston was the first place I was in. I experienced hell in there. When I went to Thornton, I didn't have much difficulty there compared to Nurseston. Is that correct? And or is there anything you'd like me to change or add?
Yeah, correct.
Fantastic. All right,
No,
Agnes, that.
correct.
Okay, that concludes your time during Nurseston residential school. Next would be the exact same set of questions, but it'll be in
Thanks.
relation to your time at Thurton School. But what we're going to do now, because we've been on the phone now for 93 minutes, is that we're going to have a quick break. I'll give a call back at 7:15. So during this time, just try to, get yourself a drink. If you need to have a smoke or anything like that, go for a cigarette. And we will continue the call in relation to Dr. Bernardo Thornton School when we get back. And then we'll continue over. Just to give yourself a little bit of a moment to just obviously rest yourself and just have a little break, because I know this is very distressing, and I would like you to try and feel as comfortable as you possibly can.
Okay, Jim.
No problem, Magnus. I'll call you back at 11:15, okay?
Right, okay.
All right, I'll speak to you soon, Agnes.
Right, okay, Jim. Thanks very much.
You're very
Thank
welcome. I'll
you.
speak to you soon.